The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Hey, it's Chris Fleming. Listen to Dave and Mike on Odyssey Files, because if you don't, you're going to get abducted. Ah, that didn't work.
Kim, what are you doing?
Well, I'm telling Mike and Dave, it's time to get on the show.
Oh, well, the Odyssey Files starts now.
Good evening, Para-X. It is 7 o'clock, almost on the dot. You are listening to the Odyssey Files. I am your host, Michael O'Neill. Off tonight is my normal co-host, Mr. Dave Clarion, who, for whatever reason, decided that going to the KISS concert tonight was more important. So, hate mail can be sent to... he's sent to Para-X, care of Jerry Ayers in The Calling, and who just happens to be my co-host for tonight. Good evening, Jerry, who during that entire introduction decided to just the entire time. That wasn't me. Just wanted to point that out. I have more class, obviously, than... You know, you couldn't just have muted the mic, just saying.
No, because it's not my show. I'm on The Calling every Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Thank you, Jerry, for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Would you expect anything less than that?
I was actually going to do that for you, but your impressive, you know, breathing... threw me off my game.
Awesome.
I do actually appreciate you coming out, even though you're sick, which is why he's doing what he's doing.
Well, besides that, you made a big production over it before we got on. It's like, what, are you going to do that throughout my show?
Yes.
Yes, I am. You know.
Which is terrible.
Nobody can hear you, Mike. They can only hear me. Did you notice that?
No, they can't. They can't hear you either. They don't care about you.
God. I think they do more than what you think. Not as loudly as Jerry is sniffling. I like
that. You know, the good news is that we can talk about anything that we want and nobody's going to remember anything except your incessant breathing.
Well, someone's saying right here, I hear robotic stuff. Is everything put together okay there, Mr. Michael Mann?
Yeah, everything is fine. Settle down. You need to stop reading the chat.
Well, what? Really? We're supposed to ignore people on the chat? See, we don't do that on The Calling every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, you're so not on The Calling right now.
Well, I know. I was just saying that we don't do it on The Calling every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay. Why are you holding your head in your hands?
Because I'm regretting asking you.
No, it's okay. Come on, you got to have a little bit of fun.
No.
Are you serious when you do a show?
This is not a show for fun, Jerry.
Oh, it's not. I'm sorry. You know, it's funny because
we talk
on the
about
calling...
important, intelligent stuff.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Unlike The Calling, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at this cat. Says, Mike's favorite thing is to ignore chat. That's why we turn off the audio and just talk. I'm sorry. I love that, man. Oh, cat, I love you.
No, 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 no. This entire show now is just going to be Jerry in the chat room. I'm just going to sit back and just, you know, have a drink of water. Maybe I'll go make myself some breakfast. And
Tina, you guys
have fun.
Oh, these are people I haven't seen before. And oh, Mike, you're in the chat room too. Oh, okay. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry. It's your show. I don't mean to taint it. I mean to add some style to it.
So, oh, you no, that's not possible, Jerry.
That's Hello, Tina. She says hi to you too, Mike.
Yes, I know. I can read.
Oh, okay.
And that's all I need.
Look at the chat.
Of course I look at it. I just don't need to read everything that's written.
Oh, so you don't answer questions?
Sure I do. But I haven't seen a question yet.
Okay. Somebody write a question.
We haven't even gotten into our topic yet.
Oh, what is our topic? McDonald's versus Burger King. Okay, got it. Go ahead.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, it is paranormal as to why people enjoy Burger King.
Yeah, I think it's satanic worship.
Well, yeah, that is the king right there.
Oh yeah,
It's just Lucifer in disguise.
That's true.
And it's not a very good one at that.
Wow. Who's light?
No idea.
Okay. What the heck? We don't have this on my show, which now I'm not going to say when it is.
Oh, well then, I applaud you, like, keep up the good work.
Okay. Sarge would have shut that down. Okay, lights out in 3, 2, 1. Oh, good job, Kat. Good
job. Anyway. If we can get to our actual topic, or are you still?
Hey, dude, that wasn't me that put that on there.
I'm aware of that.
That was you the other night. Go ahead. Sorry.
Everybody enjoy your last time hearing Jerry on the Odyssey.
Oh, come on. Go ahead. Okay, let's get rolling here.
Are you sure we've only been, you know?
You got to have a little bit of fun to begin with, Mike.
I always do.
Oh.
Okay. You have nothing on that one?
Yeah. Uh-oh, we're back.
Great.
Just ban them.
I don't know how to do that.
I can do that for you.
Sure, go ahead and do that.
Alrighty. And bingo bongo. And let's see.
A couple clicks.
There you go. He is banned, but I don't know how to get rid of that. Kat, you're going to have to do that.
Well, you just do it yourself. I did the first one.
Oh, you did the first one. Oh, okay. I just banned him, so he can't do it again.
Sweet.
Anyway, go ahead.
Wow. I can't wait to put this on the website so people can hear it 3 weeks from now. So, okay. It's hard to go into the first thing that I wanted to talk to now, which is actually a very serious topic, after the first 10 minutes of the show. I still don't even have the name. Well, I don't need the name. Everybody knows it. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, because Jerry didn't.
Who's the name?
The guy from Prodigy.
Oh. What was his name?
You didn't know. No, I brought it up like 10 minutes
ago. Well, I did know. I got a cold. Give me a break. It took me a second until you said Prodigy just now. Actually, it took me 10 minutes to figure out. I can't remember his name, though. It's all over Facebook.
Yeah, I know it is.
About him dying.
Yes, by the apparent Keith Flint.
Yes, that's the guy.
So, obviously, today they announced, Obviously, it passed a couple days ago. I don't know. Keith Flint from Prodigy and Luke Perry.
Yep.
And whereas, you know, I send out my condolences to the people who actually knew him and or knew either one of them. You know, friends, family, you know, that sort of thing. But I take exception to the people who didn't and who, for some reason, think, and this isn't their fault, it's a society thing, because I see it every single time this happens, is where we, for whatever reason, take entertainers, you know, whether it be movies and music, TV, you know, doesn't really matter, entertainers' lives, and treat it as though they are more important than everybody else's. And to the family and friends that actually knew them, it is. Completely understand that. But, you know, to me, it's not as important. Like, my life does not change at all because they are gone. However, if you, Jerry, maybe not so much right now, but in general, were to pass on, that would affect me. You know, that, well, sure, say whatever.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not just that. It's also, too, is that some of these people that we grew up watching them on TV, or we identified with their characters that they've played, and we identified with certain things they were going through in their life. So when they pass away, we kind of lose a little bit of us. It's just, you know, it's just the way that it is, you know. So where you would look at Luke Perry or you would look at Keith Flint and you would be like, you know, like I wasn't a very big Luke Perry fan. Do I feel bad that he died? Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, he was a young age. He's younger than me, for God's sakes. Keith Flint, I mean, he was a big entertainer and stuff like that. It's something I always wanted to be when I was a kid, but I never listened to any of his work, so it didn't affect me in the way that it may affect somebody else that was a big fan of his. So it's, you know, it's who has really gotten to know them just through there, even though they didn't know him personally. You know what I mean? They knew them character-wise and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, but that's just my point. They're characters. It's not them. You didn't learn anything about Luke Perry because how he portrayed his character on 90210.
Right, but still, you identified with what they played on TV, even though it wasn't him. It was that character. The character's never going to be played again.
Well, right, but what happens if his character dies on the show?
Then it's probably the same thing. You know, I mean, no, it does make sense because even though they just, well, we've known you for a long time now, but no, when they die on the show and stuff like that, that character's never coming back again. And usually an actor will then play something that's opposite of that character. So when people see that right away, they're disgusted by him. So they don't want to watch him again. It's just the way it is. People get used to that certain character and what it meant to them. Then all of a sudden they die. And then what happens? They feel, well, pretty much hate for that person when they go on to another character that's evil or not like that character. They don't like that character because of what their beliefs are in there compared to the other one.
Maybe I'm just more logical. Cause,
oh my gosh, dude, you got to open up and just let things be. You don't have to be logical on everything. You know, you're not Spock, you know.
Give me time.
Oh my gosh. You can't even do this. Try to do the live long and prosper salute there, buddy. You can't even do it.
If I give myself a head start, I can.
Oh my gosh.
It's not very good.
That's horrible.
Well,
that's horrible. Your space and your teeth are bigger than that.
So are not. Okay. That would make me Michael Strahan.
Oh my God, his fingers! Here, see it, dude. They're all busted.
I don't need to stretch for that one.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm number one. You guys can guess the rest on that.
Read between the lines, Jerry.
Oh, read between the lines. I heard that when I was in fourth grade.
No, that's not possible.
Wow, Jerry. But... I mean, wow, Mike. I'm looking at the chat room because I'm a professional.
Oh yeah, that's it. So that actually kind of leads us into the actual topic that we want to talk about tonight, which is for the people who are so upset by these passings of these two, that they may decide to hire a psychic or a medium in order to communicate with the now deceased. And so Jerry and I wanted to start talking about what was that?
What?
Oh, it sounded like you were like kind of thing. I don't know.
No, I didn't make a sound.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you did, because there was another thing that was coming in my ear at that time. And it wasn't a sniffle. So we're going to start talking about this on this show, and then our idea is that we're then going to carry that over to Jerry's show, The Calling, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
On Para-X.
And on Para-X. And finish the conversation. So we're kind of going to have a two-show... I can't say simulcast because they're not at the same time, but we're going to try that and see what happens. But so we wanted to talk about psychics versus mediums, and even versus frauds. Okay, got it. I thought you'd have something on that one, Jerry.
No, you're right. No. I mean, you and I, we've seen a person that actually said that they were a psychic medium and we needed to help them with ghosts in their house. Well, if they're a psychic medium, why would we have to go over there and help them? And where you were trying to be nice, I called out the BS on it. And she was not happy with me and wished me out of the house immediately. It's like, you know, I take the paranormal, the supernatural, all that stuff extremely serious. So when someone is going to sit there and say they do this, this, and this, and then all of a sudden they didn't take just my team, but they took three other teams beforehand, lied about them and my team, and lied about my team with you, and then you ask me to come over there, it's like, yeah, I'll go, you know, and I'll make sure that they remember that I am Supernatural Investigators in Minnesota, and the only way that you and I are together is you had the case, you know, but at the same time, she's got to stop with what she's doing. And after talking to her mother, and her mother even agreed, did she not?
Not really.
And, she did. Where were you at that point?
I don't know. I talked to her as well.
Yeah, her mother said that she should actually stop saying that she is this, this, and this, because she's not. But they don't want to hurt her feelings.
That is the that is the point of everything. Make sure you don't hurt the person's feelings.
Right.
No, I agree. And you know, I've back when I was training teams, we got a couple cases from people who considered themselves to be either psychic or mediums. And, you know, they would have gone in, and supposedly it was like, one of them was very well known, prominent in the community, for being able to do this. And it was like, yeah, she, you know, wants the team to go in and investigate this home. And I'm like, well, why? Why does a psychic and a medium need a paranormal team to go and investigate when supposedly they're supposed to be able to do that themselves? They don't need a K2 and a Melmeter and a recorder in order to communicate. Supposedly they already have that talent.
Yep. Everything built right in.
Right. You know, they come all inclusive. And that was my big thing, was like, I was like, why? And nobody could answer it. Nobody could answer why would a psychic or a medium need a paranormal team to come in and investigate a home. And that to me just sent up a humongous red flag.
Well, you know what? I have to say this on the other side, too, is if somebody did want somebody that was a psychic and they did want somebody to come on in to be there while there are things going on to actually help prove, that is, who's the best, that there's something going on, who's the best, but the paranormal team. Why the paranormal team? Because they know exactly how to get the evidence and everything else and stuff, then can back them up.
Well, you know, and I thought about that as well, but the main goal, I think, of that particular case was removal. Like, they had brought in this psychic and this medium in order to get rid of the activity and get rid of the spirits that were in this home.
Right.
And so that's what kind of triggered that for me, is that was what they are the, I don't want to say the best at doing, but, you know, that is what their abilities allow them to do, is try to pass them on. Going in and asking them what their name is doesn't do that. Yeah, we can get the evidence without an issue. But in order, because my big thing was, well, if we had to, we came in, we got the evidence, and we came to the conclusion that these spirits needed to be moved on, who would we call?
Right.
The actual person who originally gave us this case. And so it's like, so why not just skip over that part and do what it is you need to do? So yeah, but that you know, that's one instance. You know, is that every instance? Absolutely not. But I was actually, it was interesting that you brought this up, this topic for tonight, because like just a week and a half ago now, a little less, like 8 days ago, last week tonight, John Oliver. Yeah, I don't know if you watched it on HBO at all.
No.
Oh,
no.
Nope. It's a nope. Hilarious show. I DVR it every week. But he actually did a show where his main topic was psychics. And there were some really, really good information that I certainly didn't know. Like the kind of the whole psychic industry, is a $2.2 billion industry.
Oh yeah,
I did not think that was the case.
You didn't foresee that coming, did you?
I did not foresee that coming, but I am not a psychic.
You're psychotic.
I wouldn't even go that far.
Well, if you turn to the left, yeah.
I did invite you on the show. I'm obviously not that sane.
Sorry, I had to do that.
You had to laugh at my wonderful joke? That's fine.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's funny, is that, you know, some people think that psychics are more the type that are going to see they're going to have multiple type of talents, of crystal ball to see the future, or deck of tarot cards, claim to be clairvoyance, tell the past, present, and future, and other types of things like that, you know, where are you going to run into money or health or love, or, you know, some are telekinetic and some can move, you know, move things with their mind, or can set objects on fire and everything. And it's like, you know, to me, do I believe in them? I do believe in them. I know a couple of them, Bobby Sullivan and Valentina Lomborg, which I think she's been on your show, hasn't she?
No.
Get her on your show, dude. This lady was incredible. I got to tell you this real quick. One day she was, we're friends on Facebook and we're friends in life too. And I seen that she had a selenite rod on her Facebook page. And so I Facebooked her and I said, so you use that for clearing? And she said, yeah. Now, I've never met her face to face. She's never been to my house. We've never talked about anything in my house. And she goes, what, are you going to go do a clearing? I said, yeah. She said, why don't you use the black tourmaline on your dresser? And I go, what? She said, you have a big hunk of black tourmaline. Use that to help with your clearing. And I just kind of stopped for a second and I went, how do you know I have that? She says, I see it. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I didn't know what to say, man. I was, like, totally blown away by that, you know.
My question would have been, what else have you seen?
Come on now. See, now you're being a perv. That's why you have people like that in your chat room showing disgusting stuff that shows women off to be just a piece of meat and they're not.
Wow, did you, like, completely throw that out in the left field?
Oh, no. Oh, except for Miss Tina. Miss Tina and Kat, beautiful, beautiful. And I'm sure that I'm going to blow the name. I know it. Sayona? Did I say that right?
I don't know.
Well, gosh. Obviously, Mike has not gotten to know his people in the chat room. Come on, Mikey.
Sorry.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to them.
I entertain.
He's going to be really mad at me now. But no,
that's been there for quite a long time now.
Well, I myself, I'm a smoke reader, and smoke readers are a little bit different. They kind of throw into the same thing as, you know, I really don't believe that tarot card reader. Well, tarot card readers can see the future, where mediums can tell you more of now and in the past. And being a smoke reader, I guess I would throw myself into the medium stage of it, because I've seen some stuff that I just can't. I can never see the future of what's going to happen. I can see the past of what's happening. I did a reading for a girl, and the first thing that came was this woman while I was giving her the reading, and she was in my face and she was screaming so loud I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't understand a word she was saying whatsoever. And then she backed off and it's like she stopped, and then I just knew what she was talking about. She was talking about her daughter who has given the reading to. And I looked at her daughter and I said, did your mother pass away? And she's like, yeah. I said, well, your mom's here and she is not happy. And she's like, what do you mean she's not happy? I said, you've been hustling people. And she said, what? I said, you've been conning people out of your money. This is what she's telling me. She died 2 years ago. Am I correct? And she's like, yeah. I said, she's got brown hair. She's very pretty. And she's telling me that her name is Barbara. Or Deborah. I'm sorry, Deborah. And she was like, she just about dropped to the floor. You know, right away she ran out. And her mother just kind of, you know, just kind of shook her head and stuff. And then was gone. And her sister called me up and said, I love you, Tina. And said, you know, my sister just called me up crying and said, you've seen our mother. And I said, yes. And I told her, and she's like, what does she mean that my sister is hustling people? And I said, well, Number one, I'm going to ask you a question. It was a personal experience that actually happened here at this place. Your sister came crying to me 2 weeks ago and was saying that she had a special needs daughter that needed money to be able to buy her medicine. She's just a little girl. Is this true or not? She said, no. And she's starting that stuff? And I went, how old is her daughter? She says she has three of them, and they're being raised from each one of us sisters. They have nothing to do with her. They haven't seen her since they were little kids, and they're all teenagers now. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, that's crazy, you know. So, and that's ever since I've been living here. It's like everything has just been pumped up on what I can do here now in this place that I'm living. I mean, you know, everybody knows that I'm divorced now and stuff, and you know, I still really much love my little Steffi, who has a show on Para X every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called The Gathering. The Gathering. The Gathering. Sorry, Mike, I got off. Anyway, and it was like, wow, you know, this is it was just an amazing thing. So then her friend or her sister had me over, and her friend had me over to do readings, and it's been crazy ever since that. Now, I still cannot see the future. I can still only see now to the past, and that's it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I think, you know, being able to see the future, I don't think I'd really like that, because I know that one girl actually called me up and said her friend wasn't able to make it to her house and was wondering what I see. She said, can you tell if she's okay? I said, well, did you call the police department? Did you call the hospital? She said, yeah. And I burned some sage, and the only thing I told her was I felt a great pressure on my chest. I feel extremely cold, and I can't breathe. And the next day she called me up, and they actually found her car in the Mississippi River. She had drowned. She was quite inebriated. And after that, I said, I will never, ever do that again. I don't want anybody calling me up about any – if anybody calls me up about somebody missing, I want nothing to do with that. That's not what I'm about. I don't like that. That really, really scared me, and I leave that to the professionals. I leave that totally to the professionals.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after that,
we're gonna go to
break so you can hear commercials about the calling. So we'll be back here in a couple minutes. You are listening to the Odyssey Files on Para X.
Rat, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rat, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No.
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rat, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear.
Line.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's the Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para X Radio Network.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth. In a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
UFOs, Bigfoot, cryptids.
Alright, this is on the call. You think if you listen to the words of Para X,
whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
This is Elizabeth Saint. You know, in my journeys, I've confronted an over 1,000-year-old demon from the depths of Shepherdstown. But then, you know what happened? I came across Mike and Dave. And hot damn, nothing could have prepared me for the Odyssey Files. My second favorite radio show. I love you guys.
And we are back. And I missed listening to my favorite promo, but that's okay. I can hear it anytime I want.
Which favorite promo?
Oh, from Elizabeth Saint.
Oh, who was she promoting?
Us.
Oh, who's us? Me and you?
No, the Odyssey Files.
Okay.
So it'd be Dave and myself.
Gotcha.
Like you, was sick when she came on the show. And so the promo that she gave, she was able to articulate her voice in a certain way that it's just absolutely hilarious to me. But love that woman. But she'll be back here shortly if I could ever figure out how to get a hold of her. We're talking about psychics and mediums, and I would also like to throw in. Because you know, you had mentioned obviously there are real psychics, there are real mediums, and I 100% agree. I 100% agree with you. One of the things that I learned is that 1 in 10 people in America actually believe that they are real. But the thing is that, and I guess maybe because I try to live, don't always succeed, but I try. To live a life that is good. Like I try to always do the right thing. Again, don't always succeed. But the predatory nature of like psychics and all that was unfathomable to me from what I saw. And that these people will pretend. They will pretend to be psychics. They will pretend, and not just for gallery readings. I saw part of the show that I had mentioned last week tonight when they did their main topic was a TV article or not article a TV segment will talk about a missing child or whatnot, and like these. They said that after that clip aired about them, they got absolutely inundated with calls from psychics saying, I'm going to be able to bring your child home for, a certain amount of money. And they even said they started showing up at their door saying that they could bring home their, this couple's daughter in 3 days. Obviously for the low price of, whatever it was. That floored me. I couldn't. I mean, have you?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Well, that's just the same thing, too. Like, certain paranormal teams, when they say, oh, well, we'll come on out, but it's going to cost you X amount of dollars. It's like, come on, I mean, if you want to get better and better at exactly what you do, you don't charge. You do it for research, because there's so many different teams out there and people want to get better at what they do. And how are you going to do that? By charging? No. You're not. You're going to get it by getting out there and doing something,
I always tell clients, because a lot of them like to double check with me.
Right.
You know, because they're like, and you don't charge. I'm like, no, I don't charge. I always follow that up with, if people are willing to charge you money for this, they probably don't have your best interest at heart.
Exactly. We had a case tonight that they kept saying, you know, well, how much do you charge? I said, well, I don't charge. Well, I know these people are willing to pay good money, you know, for you to be able to clear their house and stuff. And I said, again, we don't charge. And then he just kept on. And I said, okay, what are we doing here? I said, we don't charge. It's plain and simple. It's research. And if we go in to do a clearing, which, you know, is nothing that we are going to rush into the house and do a clearing. No. Will we talk to spirits? Yeah. Will they tell us if they want to move or not? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not going to make a move if they don't want to move. If they're not being, you know, doing anything wrong, why kick them out of the house? It was theirs first. You know, it's crazy.
I 100% agree. I mean, that's why I pretty much like to make a deal with them. Look, you leave the living room alone, they'll leave you alone. End of story. If you want to stay in the house, stay in the house. And that typically works. But I think a lot of people are because of the way our society is set up, where the higher quality merchandise, the more you pay. I mean, that just seems to be the way this goes. So, you know, I think the paranormal is probably, especially when you're a paranormal investigator, is probably the only industry out there where you get what you pay for doesn't apply. But a lot of people don't understand that. And so they're like, what, they want to do this for free? Well, then I'm going to get what I pay for. Nothing's going to happen. They're going to come here. They're going to wave a stick or, you know, whatever, this makeshift, you know, Harry Potter wand. And they're going to be like, okay, everything's ready. And they're going to leave. But the activity is going to continue because they didn't pay for it.
Yep.
Am I keeping you from something, Jerry?
No, not at all. I'm looking
up
some
stuff. You look like you're texting.
No, I am not. I'm looking up some stuff. God.
One of the things that happens when it comes to psychics, especially, and what kind of surprised me is, like, one of the leading names when it comes to psychics and medium is John Edwards. I mean, he had his own show, Crossing Over, with John Edwards. I know Scott, one of my investigators, he paid like $230 to go to a John Edwards show. And it was like VIP, and you got to meet him, and you got like a 1-year membership in his fan club and stuff like that. And John Edwards was part of this segment of doing what is called a cold reading. And it's pretty much where you just throw out a whole bunch of random information and hope that somebody's like, yes, that's me. And I guess I can see how that would, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. I doubt I would be able to do it because it just takes an awful lot of lying and guesswork. I believe Chip Coffey is a medium. I really do.
You what?
Chip Coffey. I believe that he is a medium. That he is what he says he is.
He can't see the future then?
He never claims to be able to see the future.
Okay.
Has he ever claimed to see the future?
I don't know. I asked you. I said, okay.
Oh, yeah. No. I believe that he's a medium. Did I say psychic medium?
No.
Oh.
You said medium.
Yep. Oh, all right. Well, then why'd you ask me if he could see the future?
I asked you a question.
Well, okay. Never mind. So, Paracott, I met him face-to-face for the first time. He's obviously been on the show three different times. Love that guy to death. But I was asking him just a quick... and maybe he can, I don't know, but for the future thing. But he started giving me a reading just off the top of his head or whatever. And he mentioned a broken arm. And I'm like, nope. And he's like, there's something with a broken arm. I'm like, nope. I'm like, I've never broken an arm before. He's like, oh, well, then it's going to happen. And I'm like, great. Got that going for me.
So then he's a psychic.
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly how he phrases it himself. What he calls himself, if he calls himself a psychic medium or he calls himself just a medium, but according to him, that was the impression that he was getting, was that there's something with a broken arm. And I'm like, no, I've never broken a bone in my entire life. I don't know, but it was crazy that he came up with that, and I still haven't broken my arm, so it's amazing, because I saw a lot of examples. They showed clips from shows and whatnot that these supposed psychics do, especially Lisa Caputo from Long Island Medium, who is like under like three lawsuits for fraud. Mm-hmm. I mean, but a lot of these people, and I don't know how. I don't know how they do it. And I don't mean that like I don't know their technique. I mean, I don't know how, like, soul-wise, how they're able to, I don't want to say live with themselves, but sleep at night, knowing that they made money off other people's pain.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure that they tell themselves, I gave them closure. You know, I told them what they wanted to hear. I mean, and I guess in a sense, that's not so bad. I mean, because you know, if you lost someone you loved, and I, for whatever reason, you know, was able to, in fact, you did it. Your very first investigation, I think, at the bar, you got that EVP from the owner, somebody that you personally knew. But who wouldn't want to hear that? You know, I guess it's almost the same as religion. I mean, I don't know if I would go that far, but I mean, it people want to believe that these things exist. They need to.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know if you agree with me or not.
Well, I do agree with you. And then also, too, I mean, because it was something that his brother was able to confirm that it was his voice, and his parents were able to confirm. And his parents were able to confirm that when they went to the bar the next following weekend, and we put out a voice recorder, and they had 10 questions, and they asked 10 questions, and 10 questions were answered on this voice recorder. And I told them, I said, I don't want to hear it. I said, that is for you. You are the one that's asking us. So this is all about you. It's not about me. Even though that was, you know, the beginning of Sim, it was like, this is very personable now. This is up for you guys. And then they asked, you know, like I said, many questions. And to this day, I still don't know what they ask. But they said that every single one of their questions were answered. You know, and it's very rare, extremely rare. And then actually, his brother did tell me the last question is, are you at peace now? Will you go? And he said, yes. So, and we've been there many times. They've done many investigations, and he's not there. He's not there at all.
Well, that's actually
what is
good,
there then. Is the original owner, and he's mad as hell. He is. They still say that in the cooler, which he built that cooler with his own hands back in the 70s, and they redid it and made it more efficient and stuff, that things like Red Bull or Soda Pop or, you know, stuff like that, that he'll trash. They put it down on something level. They'll come back the next day. Everything's busted up and thrown around. There's no mice are doing that. Because they find some stuff embedded in the other shelves and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's mad. He's
awesome.
Really mad. Yeah, we asked him if they wanted a cleansing, and they said no. He doesn't hurt us. He just hurts our product. You know.
After hello, Red Rebecca. Bull.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll give this can wings.
Watch you fly now, man. You know,
I would love to have a camera in there.
Oh, every time we put a camera in, we don't get nothing. What? We didn't get nothing. All we got was, we did get tons of orbs, but you know, to me, and I don't know, you too. Yeah, I roll my eyes at orbs. Though we did get, I just got a case that some people sent me, and these are the real deal. This is not any type of dust. This is the real stuff. No, Mike, after the case is done with, they said we can go ahead and show anything on the inside of the house. So I will show you these, and you will be quite impressed on what this looks like, because there's no possible way it's dust.
It takes a lot, especially on orbs,
yep.
to impress me.
I'm right with you.
Obviously not.
Don't get nothing. 10 points for a double negative. Cece, I love her. I just want to squeeze her.
Actually, minus 10 points. You don't get 10 points.
Oh, minus 10.
You lose 10 points.
Oh, well, I want 10 points. I'm from Bemidji. Give me a break.
Anyway. Yeah. I think my one-time long listener, or my one long-time listener, knows that I don't like orbs at all.
No, neither do I, unless they're proved to be something else.
Well, true, but I mean, even if it's a legitimate orb, it's just a ball of energy. You know, even then, it doesn't prove any sort of spiritual presence. It could.
Now, some people, because it's, some, you know, people. There's so, hold on now. Some people could say the same as you. Some people say something different. Other people have said to me and to people like Bobby Sullivan and everything that what they are is that ghosts can move quicker and with less energy traveling as an orb.
Yeah.
True or is that not? Nobody really knows. You'll know when you die. That's what I tell everybody. When everybody starts arguing about it with me, it's like, you'll know when you die. Yeah. And then they're like, no, I'm Catholic. I will go right to heaven or hell, or I'll be at purgatory. It's like, okay, if you were Buddha, then you are Buddhist. You would be either a dog, a ghost. What's the other things? There's like 13 of them or something like that. Isn't there?
No,
well, they were saying like a ghost or a dog are one of the two worst you could possibly be.
What? Dogs are awesome.
Well, not exactly. I mean, you don't like dogs. Did you ever have a dog?
What are you talking about? I love dogs. It's cats I don't like.
Oh, it's cats you don't like. See, I love cats. I got a thumbs up from Fred. I love you, Fred. Sorry, I know. I'm talking to the chat room again.
Yeah, anyways. the best way that I phrase my explanation of orbs in any sort of meaningful way to a non-paranormal person is I always tell them to think about the Good Witch of the North and the Wizard of Oz. When she would move in that bubble, and then once it hit the ground, it disappeared, and you know she appeared. So I can easily see that condensing their energy into a small cluster and moving that way is a very, very good theory, and one of which I have asked about during an investigation, but have not gotten an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what investigating is for. Asking, I don't necessarily stick to the case. I like to find out, you know, what is the easiest way of talking to you? You know, give me answers here. I know I'm kind of getting off topic here, which is fine, but because we only have 5 minutes left. But during a spirit box session, I actually asked, Mike, is it not as easy for you to interact with our equipment as we think it is? And I got like three different yeses, like immediately after I asked that question. So now I'm like, now ever since that investigation, every investigation after, I'm like, now I know this might not be as easy for you to do, but you know, if you can't, that's fine.
Right. You know, they're probably looking at each other like you're looking at me, you know, when I say something on your show and you put your hands up and you're like, why? You know, you mouth the words, why? You know, they're probably looking at each other going, what? You know, they don't want it to go over to you, you know. So since we only got a couple minutes left, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
And I'm not asking it because CC asked it.
I already don't like it.
What? Why don't you like cats?
Oh, because they're lazy. They're worthless.
Yeah, you are like a cat. You're reincarnated.
Yeah, no. See, a lot of people like to believe, like the ancient Egyptians like to believe that cats were the guardians of the underworld.
I believe it personally.
I think they were ushers.
Oh, come on. No.
Every cat in this entire universe is trying to kill you.
No. Yes. They're not spawns of the devil either.
Yes, they are. You know what CATS stands for? Costumed Assassins Trained by Satan.
Oh my God, I've never heard that. That's hilarious.
I made it up a couple years ago, but
cats are awesome, dude. Cats take away your
life.
Your shut up. No, they take away your. Oh, somebody help me out here. They take away your cares and stuff.
Cats.
It relaxes you. Cats are the bomb.
Cats are the Zach Bagans of the animal kingdom.
Oh, don't even, you know what? That's it. I will never come on your show again. No, no.
Mission accomplished.
You're the one who called me to come on. Come on. Oh, my God.
Not only did I just win this argument, but I just won the internet.
No, you did not. Where do you get the off at saying that? I mean, you got everybody wondering, why don't you like cats for? You know, a ceiling cat just said, oh, somebody's on my litter bomb hit list.
I'm all right with that.
You're talking about Cece.
Yeah, I'm always on her. I'm always on her shit list.
Oh, you just swore. You're not supposed to.
No, I can. I can say that.
No, you can't.
I got permission.
No, you don't. Who gave you permission?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, you're in the chat room. Did you give
she permission? Is. She said, as long as I don't use the F word. I can say whatever I want.
Oh, boom. You know what?
Boom.
That's why you don't have a lot of people in your chat room, because you're a potty mouth.
Yeah,
you need to set a better example for kids.
Oh, Lord. Coming from you? No.
It's a family show, dude.
It is a family show. It's still a family show. You show me a family that doesn't say the word shit, and I will show you a family.
Oh, my God. That's effed up. That's not right. That's not right.
Okay. Well, on that note.
Yeah, on that note.
So that does it for us tonight. But Jerry and I will continue this conversation. I got more that I'd like to talk about on psychics and mediums and especially the fraud part of it, because I think that's very, very important.
Yep. And so we'll see you on my show on Wednesday.
Yes. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, here on Para X.
X, X,
oh,
X,
no, stop. X. No, who does that? Stop.
I do.
I would like to thank Jerry for coming on. I know I give him a hard time, but he deserves it. So.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say you like me.
I do like you. You're my brother from another mother.
Oh, my God. Oh my All God, right. That's so 1980s.
Oh, I know, but that's what you remind me of. So that does it for us tonight.
Cat. Okay.
coming up next is The Shadows. Till Wednesday, or if you just want to listen to this show, which I'm perfectly all right with.
Come on Wednesday, guys. You'll see real action.
Oh, Lord. We'll see you next week. Have a good week.
There's no swearing on my show.